At this time, Turin was almost 8 years old, in the month of Gwairon in the reckoning of the Edain, in the year that cannot be forgotten. Already there were rumours among his elders of a great mustering and gathering of arms, of which Turin heard nothing, though he marked that his father often looked steadfastly at him, as a man might look at something dear that he must part from. Now Hurin, knowing her courage and her guarded tongue, often spoke with Morwen of the designs of the elven kings, and of what might befall if they went well or ill. His heart was high with hope, and he had little fear for the outcome of the battle, for it did not seem to him that any strength in Middle-earth could overthrow the might and splendour of the Eldar. "They have seen the light in the west," he said, "and in the end darkness must flee from their faces." Morwen did not gainsay him, for in Hurin's company the hopeful ever seemed the more likely. But there was knowledge of elven lore in her kindred also, and to herself she said, "And yet did they not leave the light? And are they not now shut out from it? May be that the lords of the West have put them out of their thought, and how then can even the elder children overcome one of the powers?" No shadow of such doubt seemed to lie on Hurin Thalion. Yet one morning in the spring of that year he awoke heavy, as after unquiet sleep, and a cloud lay on his brightness that day. And in the evening he said suddenly, "When I am summoned, Morwen Erithwen, I shall leave in your keeping the heir of the House of Hador. The lives of men are short, and in them there are many ill chances, even in time of peace." "That has ever been so," she answered. "But what lies under your words?"
"Prudence, not doubt," said Hurin, yet he looked troubled. "But one who looks forward must see this, that things will not remain as they were. This will be a great throw, and one side must fall lower than it now stands. If it be the elven kings that fall, then it must go evilly with the Edain, and we dwell nearest to the enemy. This land might pass into his dominion. But if things do go ill, I will not say to you, 'Do not be afraid,' for you fear what should be feared, and that only. And fear does not dismay you. But I say, do not wait. I shall return to you as I may, but do not wait. Go south as swiftly as you can. If I live, I shall follow, and I shall find you, though I have to search through all Beleriand."
"Beleriand is wide and houseless for exiles," said Morwen. "Whither should I flee? With few or with many?"